escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dwight Yoakam for the top of the hour. And if you don't like this song, then you don't understand music and you suck.
I looked at him during the break and I go, what?
No, what happened was Logan came on the two-way and he said, hey, what's the top of the hour song for 3 o'clock? And I said, Dwight Yoakam, Ain't That Lonely Yet. And you looked at me and you go, what? Dwight Yoakam? And I go, yes.
Didn't see that coming.
Dwight Yoakam. It's a great song.
I don't deny it.
And then you said, I'm going to take your Dwight Yoakam.
I will see you, your Dwight Yoakam. And I said, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to raise you Brooks and Dunn Neon Moon. It's one of our favorite songs.
That's fine.
Good.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
You've lost your one and only.
Love that song.
What has happened to you?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
Dana, you're listening to country music. You're dating a guy who drives a truck.
I'm back in now when I park.
What is going on?
Hello. I'm happy. I like the music I like. I like the things I like. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I will not apologize.
All right. The NFL is informing teams right now that there is a ban on smelling salts apparently now in the NFL. I was unaware.
Smelling salts.
Yes.
There's also a ban on reselling your ticket allotment at the Super Bowl. Highly frowned upon behavior.
Who knew?
What do you mean ban on smelling salts?
Well, they have banned, the NFL has banned ammonia inhalants.
Why would one inhale ammonia?
Because it wakes you up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like this. It fires the neurons in your brain and wakes you up. They used to, in like older movies, they always used to play it up. Like a guy would get knocked unconscious on the field and they hit him with the smelling salts and he would wake up.
You snap the smelling salt and then you put it under their nose and they're, oh God.
But yeah, they're saying now that there might be more negative effects than positive effects, and that the positive effects that they claim come with smelling salts aren't necessarily proven. So the NFL's cracking down.
Now, wait a minute. The AP is reporting they're banning smelling salts because the product, quote, can mask concussion symptoms. And because of that, rugby leagues are watching this ruling.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
What?
Yeah, People Magazine is even reporting this, but so is ESPN and AP. NFL players were using the smelling salts, quote, for a jolt before the game.
Oh, they would use it during the game before they went back out onto the field.
49ers George Kittle says he is, quote, distraught. The star tight end joked about his previous usage of the now banned ammonia inhalants.
George Kittle's an abuser.
He used them before every drive?
Yes. So, no, if you ever saw George Kittle
he
on the sidelines,
I considered retirement.
He would crack a smelling salt right before he went back onto the field every single time.
That's Iowa football for you there, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I'm sorry. We're going to unpack a little more of this.
And peel this onion?
Unpeel the onion. I want to do it and tell me what it feels like. What is it? Is it like caffeine? You smell it and you wake, like you're more.
You've never smelled a smelling salt?
No. Where does one even get a smelling salt? Like CD gas station?
No, it's not a drug. It's back to Logan's point. You've seen it in movies where somebody gets knocked out.
But I've never been at Target and seen the smelling salts aisle. I'm sorry.
They crack it and then they put it under your nose and all of a sudden you wake back up because it is so pungent. You've never seen a movie with a smelling salt?
I have. I've never seen smelling salts for sale anywhere, which is why I asked you, do you buy them in CD gas stations?
I don't think you buy them in CD gas stations. I would assume you get them from a medical retailer of some capacity.
Smelling salts have led to adverse events such as shortness of breath, seizures, migraines, vomiting, diarrhea, and fainting, according to the FDA.
That sounds like a Wednesday morning.
Where does one get a smelling salt? It's not like I want to go around huffing it, but I actually kind of want. Oh, New York Times. NFL is banning, quote, team distribution of smelling salts.
So what, one can bring your own?
Are they going to pat you down?
Yeah, you can buy them online. I'm looking at a brand called Smelling Salts.
I'm sorry. Logan,
how many H's are in that ah?
There are four H's in this ah. Yes.
What's the name of the company again?
Smelling Salts.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
A couple of exclamation points on the end, so you kind of have to yell it out.
I get it.
The memo distributed by the NFL says that team distribution of ammonia inhalants, including capsules, inhalers, ammonia in a cup, or any form of smelling salts, is, quote, prohibited during all NFL games, including pregame activities and halftime, both on the sideline and in locker rooms. Now, listen to this. It is unclear whether players can still use inhalants if they alone provide them to themselves.
Here you go. There's Amazon.com.
Oh, my gosh. This is not something you can just buy in a store. I've ever seen anything like that. Or maybe it's in an aisle I'm not used to wandering down.
So we can either go with, do you want instant energy and mental clarity smelling salts? Do you want PEX smelling salts? Or do you want, wake the faith up smelling salts?
My kids.
Yep, wake the faith up is the most expensive.
Have found, and they're pretty expensive. The girls apparently love these. It's a little jar, okay? And you open it, and you smell it, and it's not smelling salts. It's more like a calming. Does your wife have this stuff, Logan? This is like a young person thing.
My wife doesn't have that necessarily, but she gets like the little oil things that she'll like put in the humidifier that's supposed to be very similar to that.
My son even just said for his sister's birthday back in June, I'm going to get her one of the, and he was explaining it. And I said, what is it? And he said, you open it and you smell it and it's calming. That's not, smelling salts is a jolt. What I'm thinking of is more calming. Now I've seen that, but it's at like,
you're talking about like
Bed Bath and Body Works or whatever.
Here's something that, I've had a cold for the last week and for whatever reason can't break it. T bought me these and you throw them in the shower. They're called VapoBath. It's like Vapor Rub.
Yeah, that's what your grandma used to put on your chest when you were little.
But it's the same smell. Is that what you're talking about? Or is this like soothing and citrusy?
The one that my children have are soothing and citrusy.
Like a bath bomb.
Although maybe they're snorting smelling salts and I just didn't know it. It can also cause burns inside your nasal passages, Scott.
If I were to somehow, some way, get a smelling salt into the studio, would you take one on the air?
Yes. Okay. However, the, quote, rush of fight or flight hormones from a smelling salt can keep a player from feeling the true depths of pain until much later. In the short term, it not only allows the player to get back on the field, but it may help his performance. The problem is long term, right? What concerns me about that sentence for me, Scott, is the rush of fight or flight hormones. I don't need any more of those. I am built with cortisol and fight or flight for every fiber of my being. So if smelling salts is going to be one of those things where you go, and you feel panicky, this is why I was never a gummy person or a cannabis person. I don't judge, but it's not my thing because it brought on a panicky feeling in me.
We just had a caller say that a lot of like first aid kits actually have smelling salts in them. So maybe we need to go on a scavenger hunt around the studio, around the building, see if we can find one.
I'll reach out to Ken Wolf and see if he has any smelling salts in the building. If anybody does, it would be Ken.
Fun fact. Smelling salts have been banned in boxing for some time because of the way they mask concussion symptoms.
Well, and if you've ever watched, you've probably never seen a Rocky movie.
Yes, and they do that thing. Is that what that was?
That's a smelling salt underneath their nose to wake them back up.
I missed this too. Last season, there was controversy after a Buffalo Bills staffer appeared to offer quarterback Josh Allen a smelling salt after he hit his head and was evaluated for a concussion during week 5. It wasn't clear whether Allen took the smelling salt, but he did return to the game.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about performance enabling, not enhancing, performance enabling things, how many times does a player leave the court and they give them a shot? What is that called? Is that a cortisone shot or
cortisol,
whatever?
I think.
Cortisol,
yeah, something
whatever.
Like that.
Cortisol, which literally numbs the pain. You go back out there with a sprained ankle and you can continue to play a game when you should really be going to the hospital.
Listen to this. 4-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Terry Bradshaw opened up about this in a 2011 column in which he detailed brain damage he suffered during his career. When I played for the Steelers, I got my bell rung. I'd take smelling salts and go right back out there. Quote, all of us did.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if our kids are doing this. And I mean our young athletes, our high school football players.
I only played 2 seasons of high school football.
No, I don't mean 40 years ago. I mean right now.
Okay, that hurt a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying.
That was painful.
I can assure you they do worse than that.
But Dana, if Terry Bradshaw was doing smelling salts in the NFL in the 1970s, don't you think we would have been doing them in high school in the 80s?
Michael Strahan estimated between 70 to 80% of the league use those inhalants.
I have no doubt. If you've ever seen George Kittle on the sidelines, it's almost like he's addicted.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I saw kids in my high school, and I went to a tiny little high school, kids that would take Vicodin or Percocet before a football game. Kids would take Adderall. Like, we had kids on our team that had an Adderall prescription, and they would give Adderall to other kids on our team that did not have prescriptions for Adderall, and they would take them before the game because they thought it would make them play better. Kids are dumb.
From the text line, do you wonder if Weinbaum has smelling salts in his EDC?
ESPN has a roundup of players sniffing these things. It looks like a little salt packet that you would get at McDonald's.
Correct. And you just crack it, and that releases the scent. And then you just put it, you crack it, you just bend it a little bit and you'll hear a crack, and then you put it under your nose. I've done them before.
ESPN has an entire article called The NFL's Salty Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I been that I did not know this was a thing?
Clearly not paying attention when you're watching a football game.
Bunch of ammonia sniffers.
Yes. It's a pungent smell. It stings the nostrils, but not in a good way. 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, it's the king, George Strait.
Better believe it.
I guess we're just doing country this hour. I'm not even mad about it. We're talking about the NFL apparently is banning teams from providing their players with smelling salts. And in the 20 years that I've been doing this show and the 14 with Dana, smelling salts have never come up. I never thought we would get calls on smelling salts. But apparently we have. 913-586-7798. Kathy in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It used to be that you can get at pharmacies in the first aid section, but I don't think the big pharmacies, I think we all know what they are, but the mom and pops, they used to sell it. As a matter of fact, I saw one pharmacy, and this was about 10 years ago, and they had it in their aisle. So it is available.
Well, if it's available, I will find it, and I will bring it in tomorrow for Dana to do a smelling salt on the air.
All right.
Okay. Goodbye. You've never smelled one?
Never. Ever. Ever. That I know of.
You've smelled ammonia.
Yes.
Imagine it times 10.
Okay, but that can't be good if you are inhaling that multiple times in a four-hour. But it's ammonia.
Right.
When I hear ammonia, I think of two things. Awful
cat urine.
Pungent cat urine, or the worst kind of bathroom cleaner that when you smell it, it stings your eyes.
By the way, what you were referring to earlier in the previous segment regarding
smell
your daughter's
stuff
is essential oils.
Yeah.
That's what my wife uses.
More like that.
In the humidifier. We just had a caller call in, said he didn't want to come on the air, but he wanted to share this story that he's Jewish and his grandfather used to, like, during fasting, would go sit in a synagogue for like 18 hours. And him, his grandfather, and all of his brothers, they would use smelling salts in order to stay awake and alert during synagogue.
If you have to sniff ammonia to stay awake, you know,
Maybe it's boring.
Maybe just call it a day.
Maybe we should be giving people a break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Talk to your kids. I almost wonder the people are listening, if your son plays high school football, if you said, are you guys all like sniffing ammonia before every play? I wonder what percentage of those boys are going to go, well, yeah, we've been doing that for years.
It would not be before every play, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's.
Because that is passed down behavior.
If it's every quarter.
On teams.
If it's every quarter.
All right.
I wouldn't be one bit surprised.
Okay.
We are not getting into politics on this program, but we do bring you the news. You are probably aware of the redistricting fiasco going on in Texas.
Yes.
Where Democratic lawmakers have left the state. They're in Illinois. They're in New York, et cetera, et cetera. There are now calls for Missouri to redraw its congressional map. Its congressional map was last redrawn 3 years ago.
Hmm. Didn't like the results last time, so we're going to redraw it again?
Correct.
Got it.
Or we fear that we're going to lose in the midterms, and so we need to redraw the maps. Mm-hmm. And so Missouri has 6 Republican-leaning districts and 2 Democratic-leaning districts. Obviously, Cleaver's seat and whoever it is in St. Louis, they're going to try to redraw Cleaver's district.
Box around.
And the other district in St. Louis.
God.
So, what's going on in the WNBA, guys?
I don't want to talk about it. It's been in my stack for a week, and I don't want to talk about it. It started with one of those things that we are not going to name by name on the air. Another one.
These are adult toys.
Yes. Someone thought it would be funny to throw one out on the court, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
And now more people have piled on.
A third one was thrown out last night.
Are we 12? What are they doing?
At the Indiana Fever Los Angeles Sparks game in Los Angeles.
They're going to have to start patting people down on the way into the games.
With 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter.
Are you checking for weapons? Well, depends on what your definition of a weapon is.
The toy landed on the court in front of Fever forward Sophie Cunningham.
Good Lord.
Who earlier in the week had gone onto social media pleading with fans
she
to
said,
stop
knock it
throwing
off.
Things onto the court.
Period.
Yes.
Let alone those things, but stop throwing things onto the court.
Said Sparks coach Lynn Roberts, I think it's ridiculous, it's dumb, it's stupid, it's also dangerous, and player safety is number one, respecting the game. All those things, I think it is really stupid. What's the point? Okay.
Cracking myself up in here.
Like the first guy there that is did no it point. Got arrested.
We don't have to break this down. There is no point. Some idiot did it and thought he would be funny, and now more idiots are like, well, I'm going to do that too.
Well, you don't want to get hit in the eye with that
thing. You're also not original.
I stole Dana's joke, by the way.
I hate you.
She told me to turn my mic off in the middle of a sentence, and I go, what? And she goes, you don't want to get hit in the eye with one of those things.
Player safety
is number one.
Is number one.
You have to respect the game. Respect the game, respect the player.
That's right.
And don't hit them in the eye with one of those things.
I agree.
Take out an eye with that. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. The Kansas City Fire Department has kept the circumstances of 33-year-old Kyle Brinker's death a secret for the past 11 months. And last week, the city council agreed to pay his widow $1.1 million to settle her workers' compensation claim. How is it, writes Mike Hendricks from the Kansas City Star, a brilliant reporter, by the way, how is it that a Kansas City firefighter drowned during a water rescue training exercise, surrounded by other firefighters at a swimming pool in Gladstone last year, and the public never knew about it until now?
Okay, we're going to reread that sentence because there's so much to unpack here, and my jaw hit the floor when I saw this headline. How is it that a Kansas City firefighter drowned during water rescue training, surrounded by fellow firefighters, at a swimming pool in Gladstone, and the public never knew about it until now?
The answer? The fire department has kept the circumstances of 33-year-old Kyle Brinker's death a secret for the last 11 months. This week, the Star found out what happened that day. Not only did Brinker drown, but the firefighters at the training center, didn't have the proper emergency equipment on hand to try to resuscitate him, according to an autopsy report, and emergency radio traffic. Three sources within the fire department with knowledge of the incident who spoke on the condition of anonymity told the Star that the training event was not authorized. Had it been, its organizers would have been required to have a safety plan in place and an ambulance crew standing by just in case.
So let's explain this. For any police, like active shooter training, Scott, for any firefighter running the hose up the stairs training, like all of that stuff, they always have a paramedic on standby just in case. Any city training. Obviously, the main reason is for participant safety. But let's be honest, what's the other reason we make sure we have those bases covered? It's because the cities don't want to be sued. That's just a fact. So when I read that a Kansas City firefighter drowned, first of all, I'm like, what are they doing water training for? And second of all, why the hell were they in Gladstone? And if you read further down and you will hear this, it's tough to listen to. We are going to play this 911 call. There was no advanced life support equipment at the Gladstone community pool place.
Rescue 9, go ahead.
Please send a ambulance and pumper to the Gladstone Community Center emergency for a cardiac arrest on a firefighter.
Number 35 responding.
Message received. You're at Northeast 69th and North Campbell.
It's a Gladstone Community Center.
We will go ahead and notify Gladstone.
Pumper 38 and 30.
Dispatch Rescue 9, will you start Pumper and Medic 40 also, along with Gladstone?
We'll get units started. Did you say this was a Kansas City fireman?
That is correct. Possible drowning. We'll meet you outside and guide you into the pool.
Respond with Station 40, 6901 North Home, Cardiac Arrest 83, Car 130, Pumper 38. Respond with Station 40, 6901 North Home Street, Cardiac Arrest 83.
Dispatch, Medic 552, send me a second unit.
Car 101, adding you to the call.
This is 540. Do we have any other info on this call?
Compressions are in progress. We have no ALS equipment on scene. We're working on that now.
We have no ALS equipment on scene. Firefighter Brinker's cause of death, by the way, is listed in the database of firefighter fatalities as, quote, heart attack. He did not die of a heart attack. He drowned. How is there an unauthorized training involving however many firefighters that were there? If it was authorized training, it wouldn't have been in a different city, would it have?
Probably not.
If you're going to contract that out, you're going to say, look, we're going to do training. It is city mandated training for swim protocol for whatever reason. And it's going to be somewhere that you know you are covered legally as a city by having someone nearby that just in case has the proper training. They didn't even have a defibrillator there.
Okay, let me just throw this out and know that I don't know what to believe, because when they authorized the $1.1 million settlement to his widow, it was because of an accident. But they also say it was a cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest is not necessarily an accident by any stretch of the imagination.
Real quick, cardiac arrest, Scott, is what happens when everybody dies. That does not mean heart attack.
I understand.
Your heart stops when you die. His heart stopped because he drowned.
Okay, let me also ask you this. They're also saying this was an unauthorized training exercise. Is it possible that it wasn't? And I'm spitballing here. I'm throwing this out for consideration. Is it possible that this was a crew from a fire station up north? They just wanted to go swim. That's why there was nobody there. That's why there was no ambulance standing by. That's why there was no defibrillator standing by.
I see where you're going with this. I too find it very hard to believe there would be a rogue group of firefighters out training with nobody's knowledge or blessing. Can you imagine? I don't care where you work, where you're listening right now. Think about where you work. If six or seven of you just decided to go, quote, do training offsite in another city, that does not make sense to me.
Here's what I'm getting at. And I'm not busting firefighters, because they are willing to go into burning homes that I'm not willing to go into.
You're wondering if they just went in to swim?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. If they just were sitting around, I mean, let's be honest, on most days.
Okay, then the city would not have paid $1.1 million to the widow.
Just make it go away.
Oh, Scott, I don't
really
know, because now Mike Hendricks hears about it, and we're talking about it on the radio. And right.
After they settled, she can't go. The widow can't go back to court after they settle.
I wanted to know from Scott in the newsroom, you guys, and you can call in if you are a firefighter in any city anonymously. They talked to some retired firefighter for this story who said he just was spitballing, but thought it was part of their water training exercise. And I said to Scott, what? Why would they go to a pool to do water, like a community center pool, if that's what this is in Gladstone, to do water training?
My entire view on this entire story changed when I read the word unauthorized. You and I are required to do certain levels of training here at the radio station. We have to take, you know, sexual harassment training and payola, plugola training, et cetera, et cetera. How many times have you and I sat around and we've got some time to kill before the show and I'm like, hey, Dana, do you want to take a payola training course just for fun?
It's not authorized.
It's not authorized by the company, but you know, we've got 15 minutes to kill. The sports guys aren't coming out of their studio for another 15 minutes. I got nothing to do. Let's take a training course for fun. I'm not mocking fire department workers or firefighters. They're willing to do something I'm not willing to do. But let's be honest, the majority of their time is downtime. It just is.
Well, but I would say that for a lot of professions, that you are trained and paid
to wait,
not for the few minutes out of the day where there ain't nothing going on. You're trained and paid for go time when we desperately need you to answer our call for help. Scott, multiple times in the story, Mike Hendricks uses the terms, the firefighters at the water rescue training. Now, to your point, how is there an unauthorized component to water rescue training, and who within the fire department would have had the seniority to make that call? Well, we need to get our water training done, And we didn't do it where we were supposed to all get together that time and do it in Kansas City. So let's pop over to Gladstone and check this off the box, because you're essentially taking yourself out of rotation when you do that, right?
Yes.
You can't answer a call for fire if you guys are all in the pool doing water training. So how is it then unauthorized? You would have to have the authorization to take yourself out of the rotation, right?
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. If you want to call in anonymously, that's fine. You're perfectly within your rights.
Do you guys have to do this training once a year? I never heard of the water training.
Unauthorized water
Not
training?
Not unauthorized. The authorized kind.
Oh. And why would any firefighter do unauthorized training? Why? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Let me ask you this. Is it calendar management?
What do you mean?
Well, that maybe this is why I'm asking our firefighters. Do you have to have that training certified once a year?
Well, it can't be certified if it's unauthorized.
And if you don't get it done and that clock is ticking, look, let's just go run over to Gladstone and bang this out. We got to check this box.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
The Kansas City Star talked to the Gladstone deputy police chief. Okay? The Gladstone deputy police chief, because Kansas City's not going to tell the media what happened here.
Why? Why not?
Oh, don't even get me started.
We had an accident. It occurred. A firefighter.
Horribly tragic.
If a firefighter had lost his life or her life.
In a car wreck.
Or fighting a fire.
In a fire. The whole city would turn out.
And the Kansas City Fire Department would release a press release and tell the media, it is with horrible sorrow and sadness that we announce that we lost a veteran firefighter, blah, 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 blah. For 11 months, the fire department never said a word. Never said a word. Why?
Gladstone Deputy Police Chief Carl Burris told the Star he believed the firefighters were preparing for their annual swim test.
Okay.
And that gets me back to my earlier question. I didn't realize they had a swim test. But is it possible that they weren't doing some joyride, let's go swim and have a good time?
Okay, fine.
Right? We need to prepare for the swim test. You know, we got to do it every 2 years, whatever it is, just like CPR training.
Right.
Let's pop over there and do some drills. And so that it wasn't unauthorized in the you're not supposed to really do that sense. It was more just like no one thought it was that big of a deal that they were going to go over and tread water for 20 minutes and then this awful thing happens.
Then why not just tell the media?
I agree, because it's never the crime, it's the cover-up. I'm not saying this was a crime, but why not be transparent about what happened?
Let's go to Glenn in Overland Park. Glenn, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, Dana just kind of stole half of what I was going to say.
Well, then say the other half.
Keep saying it, Glenn, because the more we talk about this, I just don't understand why they didn't just explain it.
Yeah, I hear unauthorized training, and that sounds like code for something, and I agree with you. Maybe somebody got their job without being able to swim, and now they have to learn how to swim, and that's what they were unauthorized training somebody. The other option is, was this a hazing session? It's a little darker thought, but...
And we don't know if either one of those is true, but I appreciate the spitballing. Do you have experience in firefighting?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not the first one who mentioned hazing. It's been brought up on the text line multiple times. Is hazing a thing in the first responder community?
We do not know that that's what this was. If, in fact, that is a possibility, it's even more urgent that there is transparency here, right? Because if this was... somebody told you got to go do this. This is just part of the drill when mm-hmm. you're becoming a fire. You know, let's just say that. Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Then you've got a whole lot more to unpack here. Then is the prosecutor's office not sniffing around?
From the Star, in a news release that the Kansas City Fire Department issued shortly after Mr. Brinker's death, and in subsequent public statements, the department provided the vague explanation that Brinker died after suffering, quote, a medical emergency during a training exercise. The department has never described the nature of that medical emergency, nor the type of training exercise, nor where it even occurred. There was no mention of water or a swimming pool, yet the site of the incident was no secret within the Kansas City Fire Department. and an autopsy performed that day after the incident confirmed that drowning was the cause of death. Now, let me finish real quick. Why is there so much secrecy? The reason that you and I are prone, and callers like the previous, are prone to say, well, we don't know. Were they just goofing off? Didn't have any fires to fight that day, so they decided to go for a swim? Was this hazing? Did somebody not know how to swim? The reason that there's so much speculation is because there are no real answers.
Brinker was an 11-year veteran of the Kansas City Fire Department. Spent most of his career working at Station 35, one of the busiest stations in the city. And shortly before his death, Scott, he was assigned to the Technical Rescue Division. The department said at the time he was a mentor, a role model for many, all of those things. He's there 11 years, assigned to the Technical Rescue Division. You're going to tell me he doesn't know how to swim? I don't buy it.
Of course he knows how to swim.
What is it about this, and why was this held so closely when anyone that has ever worked for any city knows this was going to get out? The death of a firefighter and the cause of that death eventually is going to get out.
Yes. And it took 11 months before somebody.
God, my heart just breaks called for
Mike
his
Hendricks,
family.
Called Mike Hendricks at the Kansas City Star and said, you might want to pay attention to the last item on the city council agenda coming up. And Mike Hendricks, I presume, I don't know, but I know him well, and I know he's a good reporter. I bet he went to that city council meeting and sat in there as they approved $1.1 million to the widow
of 33-year-old Kyle Brinker.
Correct.
God, how sad. What a sad story.
Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Logan Weber. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.